From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. White House officials say President Donald Trump will sign executive orders Tuesday that would effectively dismantle Obama-era environmental regulations, rekindling the debate about how human activity affects the Earth's climate. A senior White House official told reporters late Monday that Trump believes he can balance twin goals of protecting the environment while also promoting energy production in the U.S. Trump is directing federal agencies to identify rules the administration says impede domestic energy production as a first step in a six-month process to create a blueprint for the administration's future energy policy. White House senior aide Jared Kushner has agreed to speak to the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence about meetings he had with Russians during last year's presidential campaign. Meanwhile, President Trump is assigning an additional task to his young son-in-law. VOA Steve Herman has details.
The second-generation real estate investor who is married to Trump's daughter Ivanka is to lead the new White House Office of American Innovation. It will try to make the federal government run more like an efficient business.
The new office will operate out of the powerful West Wing of the White House and be staffed by former business executives from such corporations as Microsoft and General Motors, as well as the Goldman Sachs Investment Bank.
At Monday's White House briefing, the press secretary brushed off questions about whether the 36-year-old Kushner, a newcomer to government, is qualified to lead the office. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Russia sentenced opposition leader and anti-corruption blogger Alexei Navalny on Monday to 15 days in jail for resisting police and fined him 20,000 rubles, or about $350, for organizing what authorities said was an illegal mass protest in Moscow. Navalny rejected official claims at the demonstration Sunday afternoon, part of the biggest unsanctioned anti-government protests in years, was illegal. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Monday said Moscow authorities offered two alternative sites to the organizers, according to the Interfax news agency. South Korean officials say salvage crews have found a body that may be one of the missing victims of a 2014 ferry disaster that killed more than 300 people. The Maritime Ministry said the remains were found in the area where crews raised the ship's wreckage last week. The ferry capsized in April 2014 with 476 people on board, many of them high school students, as the ship was traveling from Incheon to the holiday resort of Jeju Island. A total of 304 people died in what is one of the country's worst maritime disasters. Rescue workers recovered the bodies of all but nine of the dead before the government called off underwater searches in November 2014. A spokesman said Monday the U.S. military is looking at more than 700 separate video feeds covering 10 days of airstrikes in Mosul to determine whether reports that counter-Islamic State coalition strikes killed as many as 100 civilians in Mosul are credible. The Pentagon has called the death of civilians in Iraq's northern city of Mosul a terrible tragedy. The Pentagon has said an initial review showed coalition warplanes conducted strikes on March 17th at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties in western Mosul's Old City. The United Nations began negotiations Monday on an international nuclear weapons ban, which is opposed by countries that already possess nuclear weapons. Proponents of the ban see nuclear arms as a threat to global security and warn that the weapons can have catastrophic effects if used. UN High Representative for Disarmament Affairs Kim Won-soo said nuclear weapons pose an existential threat to humanity and said the need for disarmament has never been so urgent.
History has proven that progress on disarmament can only be made when we can pursue inclusive dialogue, respect our differences, and listen to each other in a spirit of compromise and flexibility.
The U.S., Britain, France, and about 20 other nations stood together Monday in opposition to the ban. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.